As we're walking downstairs, I'm saying I'm going to be back.
Could you light your sword all the way?
Mm-hmm. Not if I get her first. I am coming back. I'm going to say ham slice.
You go down a long, winding staircase, and you enter another stone chamber. There are warfare scenes painted along all the walls. There's also a large wooden sarcophagus standing upright along the southern wall. Painted on the outside is the picture of a warrior in full armor. Squatting on each side of the sarcophagi is our large apes with white hair.
All right, first off, guys, don't steal anything this time.
Okay, do I recognize any of this?
Let's see them. No, you took the bowl.
No, that was me.
They beat their chests and charge whoever's coming first. You're...
Okay. I thought they were first, like correct? Carvings.
No, they're alive.
Okay.
Yeah, they charge you.
I thought they were carvings.
No, yeah, they're alive.
Okay. Hand slice away.
Yeah, I don't even have to say
rule for initiative.
Yeah! 19. Is there...
Woo! 18.
Seven. Plus 3, right?
Yes.
Plus my initiative?
19. Yep.
19, 20,
21, 22. Mm-hmm. All
right, you're
first, and next, and...
Can I, like, hear what they're thinking?
You have to cast detect thoughts on them, and they would have to be thinking something. You can try and do that as an action if you want to give it a shot.
Wait, what are these?
They are giant white apes made of flesh.
Okay.
Got the O face.
Yeah, if you're going to think anything about it, it's probably just, like, instant, like, food.
yeah, that's what I was wondering, yeah. I have 21. 7.
Ooh.
Yep.
Roger, what are you doing?
I'm gonna throw a knife at them.
Okay, go for it.
What am I, what's
you're
throwing?
You're running a dex check plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Alright.
Your knife goes clattering off into the darkness.
Alright, I hold up my shield and hold up my mace and await their attack.
Your mirror!
Blender is up front. Yeah. First one runs up to you, takes two swings with fists the size of melons. Oh, that's lovely. 25 and a 19, is that your AC?
Yes, both of you.
You take 18 damage, and it feels like you've just been struck with, like, you got hit by a trebuchet one time, a rock that, like, had bounced off of something, and, it knocked you out. You don't want to take too many hits off these guys. The second one is also going to come swing at you just because you're the closest, and you're up front. He is not as effective, though. Does a 18 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does.
You take an additional 9 damage. What's the blender going to do?
Whoever's right in front of me.
Okay.
Closest one. And long sword, I guess.
Ham slice.
10 plus
it's a hit.
16.
Yeah,
that's a long sword.
Okay.
Short sword.
Hit.
And then long sword again.
Hit.
So 3 hits. So let's add all this up. So what? So it's 2d6.
It's an addition to the normal damage.
Yeah. Okay. So 2d6. Well, I need another d6. You see a d6. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, you cut him
22, 23, 24, 25.
So you cut him, and this gaping wound of just, the room fills with the burning smell of ape flesh.
Ham slice?
This silent scream as this thing just topples back onto its haunches and dies and smolders.
And there's still another one, though.
Not for long.
Remember, it just did a lot of damage on me.
Alright, so you made your attack, and you did a lot of damage to the ape. We are back to Raja.
Am I able to pull out my rapier and...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna do that.
Okay. You're gonna try to stab
you. For a second I thought it was gonna be a wand. I was gonna be like, I'm done. I'm done, guys. Okay.
So you take out your rapier, and you just... Well, the other ape is like wailing on...
Yeah.
Is wailing on Sid, just like, wham, wham, wham!
I kill it.
You've never hit anything with it except the scourges, so...
Yeah.
Keep in mind that his hit hurt me pretty freaking bad.
Well, I'm not going to have him come at you.
I'm just saying.
7.
You pierce him, like, completely through the shoulder that's like...
Something.
And he just went, ooh!
Literally, those are the last words you hear. He just goes, boom!
I'm going to mace him. No, I don't mace
you hit him with
the
mace,
go.
And he just shrugs it off. He's just... Not a fuck was given. He's gonna swing at both of you. One with you, one with you, just grab you both, try to like toss you.
Yeah!
Like sacks of potatoes, so. Attack against Raja.
Okay.
There's a 19 hit your armor class.
Yes.
You're gonna take 5 damage. He just punches you right in the chest.
Ow!
Just backhand slap you across the room. Does an 18 hit your armor class?
Yes.
You will take 4 damage.
All right.
Thunder. Death.
We have absorbed some damage, so you can deal.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. We did that for you.
Long sword, short sword, long sword.
Hit.
Long sword. That was...
Miss.
Short sword, long sword. So 2 hits with a flaming long sword.
Sure. Need to borrow some D6s?
No, I put them all out this time. Okay, so what is that? That was an 8... No, it's 2D6 for each hit.
Yep. It does a lot of damage. Except against Red Dragon.
12.
Oh, makes sense.
24.
It's dead. You completely...
Well, no, I'm finishing this.
It's dead, Jim.
28.
Damn it, Jim.
29,
30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Damage.
He just murdered his entire family.
All right, Curtis.
Yeah.
Why?
Its family tree has been wiped out.
Yeah, they're very extraordinarily dead.
Is there any chance?
No. There's one door branching off from this chamber. The scenes of war that have been painted on the wall. The paint's very faded and old. It was painted with a great deal of care. You can tell this was not like some graffiti artists. These were, you know, meant to be respectful, and it's an undisturbed burial chamber.
Why don't you two have a short rest while I do a history check on the wall? I know nothing about this.
Kitties!
Could we take a short rest?
Can I do a perception?
Yeah.
Check around the room to see if I notice anything.
Oh, maybe. Would you like some of mine?
Get naked. Give me your clothes, your motorcycle, and your boots.
Alright, guys, I suck because I wrote down that I have 7 of something and I can't figure out what it is. It says stooge bodies.
Stooge bodies?
Sturge bodies.
What are sturge bodies?
There's a little creepy blood sucking thing.
Oh, yes!
Why do you have their corpses?
It's creepy.
I might make something out of them.
I love that, like, you're like, I feel so bad now.
I really do! Especially because, here's the thing.
He knew what I was about to do.
Keep in mind, he would have to have cast the spell on
Okay, him. So he didn't necessarily know.
He didn't necessarily know.
Then he was being lazy. Because everything you were saying was really, really, really suspicious.
Or he was just a nice person and didn't want to abuse the power of his magic helmet.
Dude, if I had that magic helmet, I would
kill Professor X!
I would love to play like a Professor Xavier character in a game if someone would let me just be like, I don't want to abuse my power.
I think that would actually be awesome.
Because I would like Professor Xavier in the cartoon where he was like, you know, kind of like not a huge dick like they made him in the comics. He was like, I will erase the memories of all the people about their original X-Men I made who all died because I trained them badly.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Holy shit, I'm going to get sued. Erase that. I have taken control of your sister. I'm going to make her limp up to the roof of the hospital building and throw herself off unless you surrender your guns.
No.
Dude!
Just make them surrender their guns!
You can't use telepathy on these guys. There was a mutant who had 2 heads and, like, their brain was weird. They couldn't... I'm like, he's the most powerful telepath in the world. I don't care if you have 1 brain or 57 of them. Unless you're able to control it.
Unless you're writer needing a crutch.
He could be.
That's what irritates me with telepaths nowadays in comics, because... I always liked that Professor Xavier would be like, to me, my X-Men, that's not invasive. That's like, you know,
you've
got something going on. But when you have, and now the characters are always just eating each other's heads like, Iceman, you're gay. Like, that's a huge invasion of my privacy. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can just go on Facebook and find the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't need telepathy anymore because we have cell phones and Facebook.
Yeah, it's like, Professor X, you can just send me a message. Like, yeah, I'll be right over. Hey.
Just text me, X.
X-Tex. You've been X-Tex.
I would be young Professor Xavier from, like, X-Men First Class when he had the swagger. Anywho, so there's 2 dead apes smoldering on the floor. It's not a pleasant room to be in.
Okay, so... And we can't figure anything out about the...
Oh, well, I'm clueless about
the walls. Can I do a nature check on it? Just because...
Yeah, absolutely. Not.
I'll check out the sarcophagus, though. Do, like, a arcana check?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ooh,
Nature 22.
Okay. These are not magic apes, or they are standard wild apes. Most likely somebody...
Gorillas in the mix.
They used to... It's not uncommon for someone to capture exotic animals and raise them to protect burial chambers. You know that, significantly speaking, apes were kind of brutes and they were not used in, like, the... They weren't hard to bring in, you know? You could go to places where the apes would be, capture them without too much difficulty, bring them back. These were probably, like, not a king's burial chamber. This is, like, you know, a court official or a high-ranking soldier, maybe.
Do I know of any significance of white apes?
They were probably bred to have the unusual... They were probably captured for the unusual hair color, give them a little prestige.
Gotcha.
But there's no specific significance. Seeing an ape is weird. Seeing a giant white ape. You do notice there are some arcane symbols on the outside of the sarcophagus.
I'm looking for warnings. Do not open.
They are bullshit symbols. The person who put these things on there was either a dabbler or had no idea what he was doing because they're symbols
copies of copies.
The symbols are basically the scrawling symbols. I don't know if there's anything worth your time in here. Feel free to try. I back away to the other end of the room.
What do you think? Do whatever you do.
We can loot on the way
up. I'm lawful good.
We can loot on the way up.
Desecrating a grave.
Desecrating.
It's not
just looking.
The freaking apes
just attacked us.
And I'm fine with that. That's why I'm not.
No, I will do it. But I'm
it's not like you're turning some good guy into stone or anything like that. So I will have no problem turning my head onto this.
Just open it.
Look, Sif, an evildoer.
I hold up my shield.
I want to open it.
You find a mummified body.
Okay.
He is wearing full plate armor. And he has a sword. It glows.
I want the sword.
Should I take the armor?
No.
Did you check to see if it was cursed first?
No, she already took it. You didn't burst into flames, though.
That's good.
It's a long sword.
Can I let go of it?
Okay. Good.
We're good?
She picks it up.
Finders keepers!
You need me to grow you another arm for all the swords?
No, I'm keeping it.
Okay.
It is a magic sword. Plus one to attack and damage.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
And it's a D8 instead of your...
So I have heavy armor skill. Who else has heavy armor skill?
Yeah.
I'm taking the plate mail!
You're gonna be hard to hit. alright, so your plate mail...
Okay, looking for additional exits.
There's only one.
Taking the exit.
Okay.
See you later, guys!
You open the door and you find a long hallway. It is dark.
Uh-huh.
As...
Hand toys.
Woof!
I'm hungry, guys. I think I'm going for some ham right now.
Yeah, there's some cooked ape back there.
Ape on the stick. I come out with like a chunk on my dagger, but just hungry.
There is a long hallway branch that, you know, continues on and on and on outside of your range of vision. You guys just plugging.
Do I recognize any of those?
Wait.
The hallway,
any of this.
Alright, this is a new level. So alright, we got a long hallway leading for a burial chamber that was trapped. So it's likely that...
It was defended, not trapped.
It was defended, and the writing on it was, like you said, crap.
Yeah. And unless these apes were put into a stasis spell waiting for someone to come in there, but considering the quality of the glyphs, I doubt it.
Okay.
Someone's maintaining these apes. Someone has to feed them. Someone has to take their shit away.
Okay, so we gotta be aware.
Yeah, be aware. This is an active tomb. I'll let the rogue go first, probably because she has better perception to look for traps.
Okay, you hold the torch up.
Yep.
I'm gonna do a perception.
Okay. You detect no traps.
There's a kitty!
As you're proceeding on, I love that you roll twos, not ones, because two is just a failure that makes you do math. You don't encounter any traps. You do come to a...
Would you roll?
Two.
Think of like a badger's den that branches off in many directions. The hall you're in continues on for a few more feet, then branches off left. It continues straight. You can go right.
Let's just always go.
Perception, can I check tracks?
Yes.
Is there anything? 24.
No signs of tracks.
Let's just keep going left. Right.
So you're going to go
follow left? The wall. Follow the left wall.
Will that work for you?
Oh, that's fine.
There is also a door.
So it's a dead end into a door.
No, it's like...
It's a branching hall corridor, and there is a door.
Check the door.
All right. I'm going to listen to the door first.
Okay. You're checking.
Three. I hear nothing but kitties.
Kitties.
There's kitties behind that
kitties
door.
Kitties in this room. Yeah. I hear a basket.
There's kitties in the basket.
You hear
22.
Nothing.
22.
You hear nothing.
Okay. Check for traps.
You do not find any obvious traps in this door.
Open it. Says me. Yep. I open the door.
All right. You open the door and you find another burial chamber. There is a mummified human in plate armor holding a halberd. It stands at attention at the west side of the wall. Grouped around him are 9 skeletons holding swords. They are all at attention. They draw their swords and approach the door.
Close the door.
Good luck with that.
All right, we're going to book to the left. Oh, they're quick, aren't they? Are they quick?
If you have to ask.
They're quick.
You can't go into a tomb and not have some skeletons.
Even if they did.
So you slam the door shut?
Hopefully with me back in the hallway, yes.
Yeah. You can definitely make it back out in the hallway and close the door before, you know, the skeletons can...
Yep.
Run.
Well, now we got...
running to the left.
Now we have in a bottleneck, though. Do that or we run in the traps trying to get away from them.
Well, I... Yes. Go around the corner, use the hallway as a bottleneck.
9. Are they all the same?
Skeletons. The undead.
The douchebags.
The unclean abominations. So what's the plan, guys?
So,
We can either try to bottleneck them and take them out, or run.
Let's, why don't we, I will help defend with you, because I've got a relatively high armor class.
Okay.
And I can heal you up. You continue down the left corridor and see if you can find a place we can barricade ourselves.
Alright. Sif.
So we have them, like, in a
total... Alibaba? Alibaba? Mm-hmm. Give me...
Racist.
What's his name?
It is.
Give me a strength check.
Strength?
Strength.
Oh my. Strength of 10, 15. I am higher than my strength?
15?
Let's see if my skeletons are strong. I have good feelings about these skeletons. I think they have...
Skeletons are usually, like, medium.
I think they have a can-do attitude.
Okay.
They shove the door, and you see a skeletal hand reach out, and you just manage to shove it back real quick. It's, you know, falls to the floor next to you. No, I have that monster.
Oh,
it's a crawling hand.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, once you come, or whatever.
So you're booking down the hallway to the left. All goes on, and then...
Oh, that's right, I have dark vision!
You see there is another door, and presumably more rooms beyond it. Maybe you could barricade yourselves in there.
I'm gonna go down the hallway. Check for traps!
Yeah. I'm gonna do a test of traps on the door. 15, that's what, perception, right?
Yeah.
20.
I don't need to trap everything.
I'm
pretty good with the traps. Big door, the lightning bolt, and the dead goblin that's charred to death.
Basket!
If you're gonna open the basket.
No, I was aiming at him. I open the door and peer in.
Okay, you open the door?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another burial chamber. There's a sarcophagus on a raised dais in the center of the room. It's about 10 feet. From each corner, there is a column. The top of the columns meet in an arched dome over the sarcophagus. You see there are brass jars which have flames on top of them. And the walls are painted with scenes of an attractive woman of noble bearing.
Misa like. Do I get anything from the fire? Any senses? Anything talking to me?
No.
Huh?
No.
Sure?
I'm super sure.
I love how we could just stare at a page of just random furniture and just wait an extra 5 seconds to make us believe that we're going to die.
I know, because it's like...
Strength check.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
14.
You feel them shoving against the door, but they can't seem to get anywhere.
Just 10. I shout, you know, up here!
Alright, book it!
Okay.
Okay, so you guys are running?
Yep.
Wait, is there any way to block the door? Like, okay.
Yes, I mean, you have a spare short sword. You could, you know, jam one
into
the door.
I have a dagger.
You have a dagger?
I'm going to use a dagger just to kind of block
jam it beneath the door and, like... Yeah, it's not going to buy you a lot of time, but it'll...
Yeah, enough to get out of there.
Okay.
Okay, so I lost my dagger.
All right, so you jam the dagger under the door jam. You hear it... You get to the end of the corridor, and you hear this horrible scream. And you hear the sound of, like, skeletal feet hitting stonework in rapid succession. Luckily, you have a number of ways to go, and they're probably pretty stupid, so... You don't think they're going to find you too quickly. So you guys are all in the burial chamber. What would you like to do?
I would like to make sure the door is quietly and quickly closed.
The door is quietly and quickly closed.
Perception, just to see. Yeah.
Can I look to see if there's any locks on the side of the door? And I see kitties.
22. Do I recognize anything in here, or...?
Not explicitly.
Okay.
An 11 for checking for locks on this side of the door.
There is a bolt.
I will bolt the door shut.
Okay. Yeah, 21. Looking for any kind of secret passageways, anything.
Okay.
That's going to help me.
What'd you roll?
21.
You don't find any secret passageways. Okay. You do, however, find behind one of the brass jars, there's a small bronze tube.
Don't touch it. No. Just don't.
Leave it alone.
What do you think? You say small tube, you mean like test tube?
A tube made of bronze. A test tube.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming out of the floor or out of the wall?
It's behind one of the bronze statues.
Just kind of laying. Dragon Age, that would be a phylactery, and you don't want to go anywhere near it. Would you open it and drink it? If I die?
It's probably a flask.
Good.
good juice.
Good juice.
Yeah, it's whatever killed the person who buried it.
Not necessarily. Can I?
Probably their blood.
I want to check it, see if it's been, bootstrapped. 20? Wait, no, 19.
You notice a string attached to it, almost invisible wire.
Do not touch this. It is.
You can't see it. We assume that's where you're getting in trouble, but.
I hate you so much.
WWRJD.
Just cross it out. It's like whatever he would do, don't do. Do I have a trap?
You have thieves' tools.
Okay. I want to see if I can.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a. Give me a sleight of hand check. I want to see how dexterous you're going to be here.
You're going to do something behind that.
14 plus 6. Yeah. You
slip the bronze cylinder out.
Yeah.
And you put a chicken bone through it.
That's my saying. Remember, guys?
You've used it so many times before. How can you forget?
All right. Claire, take a look at that.
All right.
I'm the one who stole it. Right. No, because this is what I think it is.
I'm checking for writing on it.
It is a sheer, smooth bronze tube.
Well, whatever this is, it's either empty or highly dangerous.
Can I shake it a little bit?
You hear something inside.
Can I tell if it's solid? Can we tell if it's solid or liquid?
It has mass to it. It's definitely not liquid.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I will do an identify on it to see if I recognize it.
Are you going to identify on the contents, or are you going to identify on the outside?
Identify the outside.
It has no magical properties, as far as you can tell. It appears to be a contained
genie, that's fine.
I know when you open this,
yeah.
We're face to face with Zargon.
And then
you open it and you throw it.
And then a Hydra pops out, and it's like the basket Hydra's brother.
At that point in time, that is a good thing.
Alright, so we just have no clue.
Just let it go.
I'm taking it with us.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
You can keep it in your pack.
That's fine.
If it breaks open, I don't want to know why.
So what are you guys going to do? There's no other way out besides the way you came in, by the way.
I say we take a short rest.
You can definitely do that. You can take an extended rest if you want to.
Well, I say we take an extended rest.
We're burning time, however. Because we're now about half an
hour. Okay.
But
we're not making that.
We're not making it. But here's the thing. The lamplighters are going to hang around. Especially since they're going to be bringing them in to see if they can fix the guy.
Thank you very much for buying us more time.
So, they got here somehow. They'll be able to help us get away. It could cost you guys, though.
I'm not expecting to get out of this alive. So, yeah.
Well, I'll just raid your corpse for whatever fees they need.
Oh, yeah. Once I'm dead.
They'll ask a favor or something of you.
So, I say we take an extended rest here. By that time, the skeleton should be... And you paid it, or whatever. I can get back up to full health.
Alright, send your rest.
Alright, take your rest. You can spend as many hit die as you would like. Zendinda, she is so strong.
And the vials of the
underworld.
The goblin runs 15 miles an hour. The blender runs 45 miles an hour. The goblin is pretty much fucked.
Yes.
Alright, we heading out?
I don't know, are you?
What?
Yeah, we heading out. Yes, let's check and see if the
skeleton's gone. I'm not leaving right now.
Let's check if the skeletons are gone.
We're heading out of the tomb.
I'm assuming they would. I don't know.
I'm going to listen for the pitter patter of little bony feet.
Is that better?
Your cuffs are here, John?
Yes.
13.
You do not hear the pitter patter of undead feet.
Alright. I'm declaring it here and open the door.
Should I attack too? I'm a ranger.
You do not hear the pitter patter of undead feet. Please don't trust me for shit. Anything?
Don't you take my time. What? I'm not resisting. Did I not just say don't take my time?
Yeah. But I didn't know exactly. I maybe really think of like
the Dexter's Laboratory where they play D&D. And the one kid and the mom's like, you guys want any drinks or snacks? He's like, no thanks. I have more magic elixir. He's like an energy drink. I was like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
That is amazing.
Alright, so you step back out into the hallway. There are no signs of the undead. They're not very smart. They're probably placed there to guard that particular chamber.
So they went back.
And most likely.
Alright, so.
Should I look in the crypt?
No. Alright, so we went. This was where the skeletons were.
Yeah.
And then we went left and we hid here. So we go left again up.
Okay. I say we keep going straight.
Straight to where we originally were going?
Yeah. Like from the original point, straight.
Okay, okay. Yes, yeah.
I agree.
So you continue straight. On your right-hand side as you're going along, you approach a room. You can keep going. You can investigate. The hallway continues a bit further. There is a statue of a robed gentleman standing. He's holding a book in one arm and a shepherd's crook in the other.
We found Santa Claus.
Okay, so
and the hallway branches right from there.
Straight and right?
Yep. Yeah. Room.
Continue going. Let's continue going straight. I don't think we don't need any more distractions in this tomb.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
You know, like, can you hear that?
Take that.
Put away your tang. Stop getting distracted.
It's my tang. I'm sorry, guys.
Let me see your tang.
I put my tang away. Thank this you. Game has been brought to you by Tang.
I'll take Tang's money.
Would that be kind of freaking awesome if they called you up and they're like, so.
If Tang was like, we want to give you some money, I'll be like, I want to take it.
What if they just offer you free Tang? You'll take that too, right?
You're going along the hallway. So the hallway continues for quite a long distance. There is a room on your left, and then it angles right. And you do see that it continues on for a bit further.
I say we ignore the room.
Alright, is there anything obvious in the room, or is it a door?
It's a door.
Alright, so there's a door. Got it. Okay, continuing on right?
You know what? I say fuck it. We look through all the hallways and see how many rooms there are, or whatever. Mm-hmm. We actually just explore and map out this entire hallway before we actually enter a room.
I think that's a very smart idea.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Alright, so you continue. The hallway splits off in three, so you have a corridor going to the left, another corridor a little bit further up going to the left, and the hall continues.
Okay.
Which way are you guys going?
Let's continue straight.
Uh-huh.
Hallway branches left, and you see another door at the end of the hallway.
And that's it. Just like dead-end door.
Door, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the room is at the end of the hallway, and we will go left. Because that is where the corridor continues, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, going left.
So you go left. Hallway branches down.
Branches down.
Goes down. South.
Relative to the direction we're going, is it a left or a right?
Left. Then angles right again. Mm-hmm. Corridor continues on and on and on. You see it eventually does branch right again, and it also continues in the direction you were already going.
Either really big or going in circles.
Never trust a smiling DM.
Okay.
I trust him when he's frowning.
All right.
Only when he's spitting do I trust him.
Okay.
And Dover comes out and takes all your treasure.
You jerk!
It's the treasure.
So it's just the room there.
All right. So what we're gonna do is let's go back to the previous room we were at.
That little area there.
This one right here.
Okay.
And I would like to scribe on the door. A. The letter A.
Okay.
And then let's go back to the, back along to the room previously. And I will scribe.
You recognize the first door of that room.
But where?
The door that Jason marked with an A. You recognize this room.
How do I recognize it?
you have a flash of people screaming as they're driving into this room.
Perception check, see if I can hear anything in it. Or anything at all. I don't hear shit.
You hear crying.
Ooh.
From kitties? Do you guys hear crying?
Alright, I'm going to roll...
You do.
I didn't know if that would just be like having PTSD.
You both hear what sounds like a child crying.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do a check on
I'm
the door.
I'm
going to
tell them that I recognize it.
Okay, I'm checking the door. 10.
There's an A on the door.
There's an A! It doesn't stand for 10.
I'm
going
to roll
for... You know what? Fuck this shit. What are you going to roll for?
I'm going to roll for checking for a lock on the door.
No lock.
No lock?
No lock.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to open the door because I was just getting ready to kick it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, this room is a squalid, unpleasant-looking stone chamber. There's a door on the opposite side. The entire floor is just littered with bones. Dozens and dozens and dozens. More bones than, like, dozens of people would have had. They are just mounded in piles.
This is the room I was brought up in, isn't it?
No, it is not.
Okay.
The entire floor is just covered so thickly in bones, it's impossible to walk across the floor without walking on them.
How big is the room?
The room is about 15 feet by 15 feet.
Nobody in this room.
Yeah, like you said about this.
It's not a big room.
Okay.
Imagine this room filled with mounds of bones. That's a lot of bodies, but no. Not, you know, an impressive chamber by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm going to,
anything else in the walls or anything? Or just a
there
room
is no
with
decoration.
Bones on the floor.
No decoration, no, ornamentation of any kind.
Rolling perception to identify the source of the crying, and I find it.
The crying seems to be coming from the corner of the room. You notice it's one of the few spaces that has it's been cleared out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Carefully peek over to see what's over there.
There is nothing there.
There is nothing there. Night vision girl.
Yeah.
Can you see anything in this corner? Because that's where the...
Can I walk over there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I walk over.
As you get closer and closer to the corner, the temperature starts to drop. Goes from, you know, you're sweating to you feel cold and with, like, a blanket.
Okay.
Perception, do I know anything, history, anything?
You can do a history check.
Alright, I don't have it. This is just a straight-up roll.
I'll give you advantage on it.
11 on the die.
Roll again. Okay. The advantage, because you're giving you advantage on it.
Much worse.
Okay. You know that this chamber was probably used for burying the household servants. You heard legends about how when the king and queen died, all the household servants were herded into this room and killed. And left to rot.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
I'm going to play speak to death. So, I sit, meditate, tortured soul, please speak to us so that we may understand your suffering and help relieve you of it.
A small skull that has a big bash bit out of its right side rolls across the floor. Then you see a translucent blue child pick it up and it looks at you. The entire right side of its face is just a mass of ruined flesh. Mm-hmm. And it looks at each of you. It's wearing rags. It looks like it's maybe at most 5 or 6 years old. You want to play?
We want to help you escape. You've been trapped here for too long. Did you ever have
Yes.
Would you like to rejoin?
Yes.
We can help you rejoin. All that we ask is to know what is on the other side of this.
She looks at the door.
Oh, she knows what?
Huh?
She knows what?
She knows
all.
Now, are we seeing this or is this he?
You're seeing this.
Okay.
She looks at that door. That's where they wrap up the dead people.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you would like to tell us before we release you to your family?
Is it nice on the other floor?
I have heard that it is.
Directions.
I do not want to press. I release her.
The crying stops. She runs through the door that you guys came into and just passes through it.
I say we let the rest go.
We'd like to roll perception to see if there are any other trapped souls in this room. I'm going to do the math. 6 plus 9.
You do not perceive any more spirits that are trapped in this room.
To resurrect anyone else would be to bring them from the hereafter back. I prefer only to do that in the extreme emergency.
No, I think we should just close the door and just let everything in here just stay the way it is. You don't detect any other restless spirits or anything like that. The ones that are in here, just let them stay at rest.
Yes.
What if we burn this room?
Let's burn it on the way back up.
No, if they're at rest now, let them stay at rest.
All right.
If anything, we collapse the room or anything like that. Just let it disturb it. Yeah, let it go the way it is.
All right. So she says that on the other side of the room, as you may have heard, that is where they do the mummification ritual. Do you recall from this room whether they were brought in from this side or from the other side? I'm trying to figure out if there's an exit on the. There actually probably is an exit on the mummification room, because why would you want to walk through this room
to get to the
yes.
other? Yeah.
So let's
well, hold on. Can I check and see if I can remember anything? So what is that, history?
Give me a history check.
12 on the die, that's all I have.
You don't remember anything specifically about where the layout of the burial chamber might have been.
So I will open the door to the burial chamber.
Okay. The burial chamber is a much bigger room, far, far bigger than the one that you were just in.
Mm-hmm.
There are several large tables, sturdy wooden tables, or a few of stone. Some are carved with symbols that you don't immediately recognize. Others are very plain. They're all stained, and they haven't been touched in centuries. There are a number of large jars and casks, kind of haphazardly arrayed throughout the room. And there is a large bin in the northwest corner of the room. There's a musty, unpleasant aroma in here. You can't quite place what it is. It's familiar, but you're not sure what it is.
Are there any other exits?
There is an exit, yes. There is an exit off of on the left-hand side of the chamber.
Alright. Okay. Let's just pick our way through here and go through the exit. Don't want to disturb anything.
Can I do a perception test for that smell?
Yeah.
It smells like
it's
titties.
I'm going to use, my perception.
Because I'm just
12, 15,
17 total.
What were you trying to see?
The identity of the smell.
Oh, it's the smell of decay of human flesh rotting.
Okay.
Nothing anything special.
Probably shouldn't open any of the jars.
I have no intention.
Right.
There could be. Could also be
something really, 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 really bad.
And you know what? A lot of bad stuff happened in this room.
It is the embalming chamber. This is where bodies would have been brought and
prepared. I was never a body.
Clean her up and pull up the brain.
Yeah, I'd rather not touch anything in here because it's just bad.
You were never a body that was prepared, but as a child, this was one of the rooms that you hid in to escape.
Okay, so this is my way out.
You remember running into this chamber and hiding under these tables while they were looking for you, and then burrowing into that mound of bones and sleeping there for a day and a half.
Gotcha. Any way out of here?
There's a door. There's another door. You don't remember how Zargon from... You are here, Zargon here, no.
But you can remember waypoint.
Okay. Well, we know we are right. We're on the right track.
Alright, so let's check...
Would I remember where the slaves were?
The slave bodies or where they were, housed?
Where they were housed. Living slaves.
They would have been housed on the surface. This is where they were brought to die.
Okay.
Ugh. So, I need to check the other exit, the one that we didn't come in on. I do terribly on that.
Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
Perception?
Checking traps? No traps.
Alright.
Go for it.
Cleric goes first.
You open the door and you see the hallway that you had investigated earlier. It looks like this came around back to it.
Yep.
So there are two entrances.
Yep, I see where that goes. Yep.
And there is a...
Yeah, we're right here.
I know, but I'm curious about this.
So I'm going to mark this door
as B. Oh, so this took us back to that hallway.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're curved around like that.
Now, is there more coming this way?
Well, I don't know yet. I want to backtrack and make sure we haven't double seeing the door.
Okay.
So as we as we go to the left from that door, we will come to this. We've got over here. Came over here.
Whatever that touches.
Is that a corridor? Or
that's what I was saying.
Probably connected. Yeah, probably. But we'll find out soon.
Let's each take one.
It comes to another. The hallway continues to branch, and there is a door on your right hand side.
All right. Let's check out that door.
Okay, you open the door.
Now, first thing I'm going to see on it.
Keep moving the original.
You do notice when you approach this door, there are two holes that have been like chewed in it. They're about 2 inches wide.
Let's not open this door and just mark it.
I agree with that. We'll come back.
All right. All right, so now we'll go down the hallway. We see door A again.
Actually,
if we come back here and we see a C, then we know where know what's going on. So go back to A, and then we go back to this branch hallway. Is there just a long hallway? Or
just a long hallway.
All right. What's down this hallway?
Dead end.
Perception, see if there's anything there hidden. You two. Okay.
10, 16.
Nope. 18.
Just sheer stone.
Sheer 15. Stone.
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
All right. Back in... We're doing it old school.
This is old, old school. If it were new school, I'd have my GPS.
This is a dungeon dive right here.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we're doing right here.
Yeah. So back
out. So it's
out,
just a
straight out exploring.
Yeah. So yeah, that was dead end. Backing out. And then this other little hallway. Is there a
deck check?
Oh!
Reflex saving throw, please.
Shit! Is that all of us or him?
Just him.
Ha ha.
No,
fine.
It's higher than my dexterity.
Okay, so your dex saving throw is a plus 1, and you rolled a 14. So, the cleric's going along.
Oh god.
Then the floor disappears beneath him. He manages to just barely cling on to the edge of the cavernous hole that's opened up beneath him. You see spikes about 15 feet long jutting up from the pit, and there are several skeletons and rotting corpses just like...
Help. It's like Temple of Doom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Help. Grab him.
Okay, what can I do? Can I do...
You can do a strength check to pull him up.
Okay.
Or an athletics check. Try to yank him up here.
Oh, I'll do athletics.
Okay.
19.
Yeah, even with his newly acquired plate armor, because, you know, that picture was really awkward for you guys, you managed to pull him up.
Can we see... Is there anything beyond the spikes?
The hallway continues on.
All right.
Let me check this out. To me, why would there be spikes?
To kill you.
It's to protect whatever's in the end of the hall.
That's what I'm thinking.
Alright. If this is an exit, there would be a trigger on this side to prevent the floor from falling away. Or an incantation, something. If this was an exit. If this was simply a trap, and not an exit, then there would not be a trigger on this side.
Because they don't want anyone coming through here.
Right.
So the trigger's
in other words, no, the trigger's on the other side.
Yeah.
They're guarding something.
Yeah, so
on the end of the hall.
Let's check the walls for any sort of switch or bypass to allow us to continue.
Okay.
Yeah, a reset. And I get a glorious 18.
I got a 8. 13.
You do not detect any reset.
Let's just mark this and move on.
Mark it, move on, I agree.
Mark it, move.
Alright, going back to...
That's what D.
Yep, that is D.
We'll consider this a room.
For doom! That's some temple up.
So going D's
what nuts. Room is this?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go into it yet.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mark it now. So A, B, C, D, E.
Well, let's look to see if there's a mark on it already. So we went... This was our trap. Now we're going back along the hallway to this room that we haven't gone into yet.
This is the one that has the holes that you...
No. That's C.
That's C.
Oh, okay.
C has the holes. So, I love
that. Asshole!
No. Then I mark it as an E, and we move on.
Going
back to the... Is there a hallway here?
There is.
All right.
There's quite a long hallway.
All right, going down the long hallway. Carefully. Using my passive perception.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we see any doors?
You come to a wall. You notice that something's not right with this wall.
Do an active perception check on the wall.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's what? Are your pluses?
It's a sliding door like the one you encountered.
Modified 20.
Nice. You all easily discern that this is a poorly concealed sliding door. All
right. Can you check for traps? You find kitties and believe it is perfectly safe. Okay.
F.
F for kitties.
Alright, marking it as an kitties. F.
move on. You go back down the hallway, we hang that left.
Yep, so that was the Santa room.
The one with the... You called it Santa.
Yeah, because Santa has a crook.
It was a Santa room, it was just a statue.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the middle of the hallway?
Yeah, you just had it chilling.
Oh, okay.
He's like, hey, I don't even have a book.
All right, so Santa is in the middle of the hallway. Okay.
He's going to beat you.
All right.
He's going to give you coal.
So we're going to mark that room.
I need coal because my family is freezing to death.
All right. And is that a room across from Santa?
No, this is a hall.
Just a hall. All right. So, going down the hall using passive perception.
Don't.
What do we find?
Dead end.
Dead end. Yeah. Using active perception.
Dead end.
Dead end. Yay! All right, going back. All right. Everybody.
I'm awesome.
We're getting close. All right, so we're going to go down this path.
Go to the number here.
I know, but they can definitely sense. Otherwise, they would know the door.
They would probably... The only reason why they came out after us before is because whatever they were protecting was threatened.
Agreed.
As long as we stay in the hallway, we are not threatening them.
Yes. And they will not see us. Anyway, so going down that hallway.
You see a door. It is at the end of the corridor. It has been scorched by flames. The outline of a man-sized humanoid form is etched onto the scorched wall outside of the door.
Mm-hmm.
The door is slightly open, but not enough to see into the room.
So, let's see. It has a warning symbol of a burned man. This may be the incinerator, the crematory.
Okay. Alright, so at this point, we pretty much have everything mapped off up until that point where you're...
Yeah. Okay. So...
I say we start here. And start working our way back, opening and looking.
Alright. Burned man door does not seem like this is the emergency exit. But that's my opinion. You feel free to open it. I'll get my healing spells ready.
I'll open it.
Yeah, I just... Because to me, someone wanted to get in there.
Right. Perception of the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
22.
You don't perceive anything obvious about the door. You do notice something about the burned remains. That looks familiar to you. That looks like a ghoul.
Okay. Alright. You mean like an actual ghoul burned into the wall?
Like the outline of a ghoul.
Okay.
Oh.
Like... It's
like if you ever see the pictures where like they drop the bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Gotcha. Like,
this
it's the flash burn or whatever.
This door is anti undead.
No, as soon as I open up this door, it's the door's hallway. Already
open. The door is already
open. It's slightly open. You can't see beyond it, but it is already slightly open.
All right. Do not close this door.
All right. I'm gonna peek my torch around the door. Can you see with your dark vision?
You can.
What do I see?
You see an ornate chamber. The walls have panes of priests performing ceremonies. There's a raised dais in the middle of the room, and there is an open sarcophagus. There are three horrible, fanged, pale, clawed creatures just ripping apart this body, mouthfuls of...
I back up, kind of grab his torch, and slowly pull and kind of motion.
Okay,
Once we get away, they...
Before you back out of there, you see the sarcophagus is full of jewels rolling across the floor.
I go back in.
They're just tossing. There's like anything gold. They're just throwing on the floor and just like.
Eating the gold or they're eating the.
They're eating the body.
Okay, the body. Okay. No, oh, that's what I thought.
Throwing.
They're getting rid of the.
I unsheathe my sword and just go stop.
No. I kind of just make a like, and once we get out there, I tell them. Fanged creatures ripping apart a body, sarcophagus full of gems. Please mark that. We will be coming back.
Yes. G for gold.
Yes.
Oh, just hush. Let us have our hope.
I kill them.
You will not have them. All right. So we head back.
Do I have more than we have at this point?
We haven't checked out F.
He's over here. Yeah, okay. F and E.
So we go to F.
Okay, you open the door.
Yep.
I check for traps.
We already checked for traps.
We checked all the doors.
Okay.
Yes. You believed it was full of kitties.
When you open that door, you see a chamber is weird. The floor is long and narrow. The room is completely red. The floor has been painted in like a red and white checker pattern. There are court scenes painted on the walls on the north and southwest wall. On the eastern wall, there is a 2 foot high opening at the floor level near the southeast corner.
Wait, you say court?
Yes, like court. Like scenes of like a king and a queen and supplicants, you know, bowing.
I was thinking Law and Order.
Alright.
It was like Briscoe made the wisecrack.
I don't see an exit here. This is definitely not where people would drag bodies through to the catacombs. Let's just keep on going. It looks like an ornate trap. I mean, come on. Checkerboard floor.
I know, I kind of want to throw something to see, you know.
I would. Yeah. Let's throw something.
Alright, you want to activate the trap?
Well, we're on this side.
Well, yeah, we're not in the room or anything like
no,
that.
No, I know what you're saying, but it's like, we're on this side with chances.
Unless, of course, they did the 10-foot floor trap pit on the other side of the sliding door.
Do you have rope?
I have 50-foot of rope, always.
Tie rope around me. Uh-huh. You guys back up.
All right.
I'll throw. If the floor something, you guys have that.
All right. Okay.
That work?
Just make sure to stay on this side of the sliding door.
Yes. All right,
a rope her up. We're like back in the corridor.
This is the worst idea ever.
Mine.
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, good sir.
Nothing said
the
nothing
smiling game. DM.
That's me.
No.
Yes,
no,
he's
no,
smiling.
No, no, no.
He's smiling.
We do it.
Throw your rock or whatever it is you're going to throw.
Because this is actually kind of entertaining. This is like one of those moments.
I would assume I have a little pouch of stones or something on my thieves.
And you're the one with the...
You have a pouch of ball, right?
We don't
Yeah. She has telepathy.
Yeah. We
by the way, reading your guys' minds, you're assholes. Marble, you know, like shoot a marble across the floor. It could be a weight thing.
Yep, 100-pound weight trigger is pretty common.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, whenever the door cuts the rope, I'm sorry, we warned you.
That it?
Yeah, that's it. You're the one who was freaking curious about it.
No.
Going back to E.
so we're not doing anything? We're not going in?
After you just ridiculed me about going in, now you're like,
No, I was saying good luck. I'm on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So alright, fine. Alright.
You going back to E?
Yeah. We'll go to E.
Mark F as, like...
I got a little checkerboard and everything.
Yeah, mark it as weird.
Yeah. Because if nothing else, if we don't get anything else from the other rooms, that's worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're going back to F.
E.
Hey, I'm sorry. Opening the door?
Checking the door for traps, which we already did. We already did that for all. Yeah. All
right. You open the door, and there is another burial chamber. It's a white ivory coffin. It's worked into a niche in the east wall. Painted on these walls, there are scenes from court life. They're focusing mostly on like ladies and waiting. There are a lot of portraits of like women attending a regal female figure.
Okay, not an exit. Okay, regal women.
Can I? I'm gonna do
a
perception.
Recognize this? Perception. Recognize.
Do a history check.
History.
You can do a history check as well if you like. Anyone can make.
Sure, I'll make a history check.
Not one.
That's the kitty queen.
You just walk up and you're like,
that
oh,
is Queen Zenobia.
Queen Zenobia?
You're just like petting it.
Are you familiar with Queen Zenobia?
Queen Zenobia?
You are, yes. She was the most famous queen of the city.
Yes, she was the most famous queen of the city, yeah, until everything went to shit.
So this would probably be full of riches and also the most trapped room in the place.
You don't think this is the queen's burial chamber, though?
Really?
I'm going to roll a perception to see if I see any traps.
See,
I step in.
This is the third room in a row, though, that we left, like, untouched.
Yeah.
So I say we go into this one.
I'm already in. There's no traps so
okay,
far.
Okay,
I'm standing in the doorway waiting to get in.
The room is empty except for the coffin.
Open it again?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, do it.
I open.
Perception.
Or perception.
Well, perception, just to check the coffin. Years. 11 for me.
10, 11, 12, 13.
No traps.
I open it.
There is a single mummified woman inside. There is no jewelry or ornamentation left.
No way to kind of identify
from the
distinguishing.
There's nothing really distinguishing about her. You would guess she was a woman of some rank in the court, but.
And then I put this, the lid back.
Wait. Before you
read your mind.
Death.
Before fucking Spark can do it.
Hold on. Before you put the lid back on, let me check to see if she's at if she's unrested.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna do an Arcana check to see if there
angry
is
ghosts.
If there is an angry ghost.
I'm gonna use your
You can tell that this spirit died at rest.
Alright, don't disturb this one. This one's like all at peace.
Oh yeah, I carefully put the it back.
Alright.
I'm gonna put two pieces of gold in there.
Good for you.
Put them on her eyes.
Touch the mummy.
I'm gonna put it on the, because you're supposed to do that to pay
the ferryman.
The ferryman.
In her culture? Are you sure?
I don't know. Well, it wouldn't be any cultures, D&D, or in whatever. Well, I'm just dropping two fucking coins.
Alright, drop them in there. Good.
Mark off your 2 points.
Alright.
Whoa!
I like this DM.
No, that's fine. I don't even know how much money you have. I might not even have 2 gold coins.
To rub together?
I would hope you. Where is my coins?
I gave you them.
It's GP down there.
There's nothing.
I have nothing on there.
Alright, I toss her 2 of my gold coins.
Why don't you have any coins?
Alright, so I toss you 2 coins.
Thank you. Yeah. Look at my mirror!
I have a magic mirror too. And if you look at my magic mirror, it shows the person who looks in it what they want most. And I love that thing. I used it with my rogue. And it was just my first experience. It's like, Sprack, take your shit and run.
That's kind of awesome.
I gave up a helmet of invisibility and enchanted wine to keep that because the gods wanted to take it from me.
Alright.
Alright, where are you headed?
Alright, we're headed,
you going back to the hole door? The door with the 2 holes in it?
You really want us to go in there?
We're actually getting to that. We're at the trap.
We're at the trap area.
Okay.
I haven't thought about the whole holes in the door, by the way.
Okay. The spikes on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
How far deep from the top of the pit are the spikes?
15 feet.
All right.
How far is the distance between?
About 30 feet from the top. The pit's about 30 feet deep.
Yeah.
So you're going to fall about 15 feet and then 15 feet of spike.
How about to the edge?
Oh, like from end to end?
Yeah.
About 30 feet.
All right.
Here's, we can't jump.
Here's you could try.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do.
Me?
I would like you to lower me into the spike pit slowly, and that way I can work my way between the pit and the spikes, and then walk between the spikes to the other end and see if there's any handholds or anything to climb up. And then if not, I'll work my way back and climb up the rope.
Would it be better if I did that?
You can do that too.
You don't really know what's underneath there.
That's why.
We can see the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a stone floor with spears like worked into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like a punji pit. Fall in it, you're dead.
Yeah.
Gently work your way down in it. You can push through this.
I can maneuver through it.
Okay, either that or I can try. Is there any way I can kind of crawl? Go scale across the wall, lure across style.
You can try and jump it. You can try and throw a rope across it. There's not a long jump.
I would advise that I should be the one to do that.
No, we got a bad leg.
You've already got a bad leg. Let's let this thin, lithe little thief do this. This is what we brought her on
very
for.
High athletics.
No, I'm saying like she's already messed up.
I have acrobatics.
Just do a barrel roll over it.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Just roll an episode 20 and jump it while they're standing there talking like bitches.
I'm gonna give you some rope and tie it around you.
Go. No, go. You're good.
Okay. I go down and then just carefully
work
my way through to the other side.
It's sheer wall. No handholds. Just some nice dead bodies down there.
And you can get on
loop.
Yeah, and you get on them?
No.
Alright. So there's
only one copper.
So there's nothing good on these bodies. Either they are regularly picked clean, and loot,
or no one of any worth has gone down this particular route.
I'm just trying to think, is there some way I can, you know, come back? I'm going to give you the rope.
Okay.
Does anybody have any grappling hook or anything like that?
Nope.
No.
All right. We'll find it. If we find a grappling hook somewhere else, we'll come back.
Or you guys come down. Can how
if
tall is
all
it?
Of us come down, there's no way to get back up.
And you'll be killed on spikes.
See, here, how tall, wait, no, how tall is it?
15 feet. The pit is 30 feet deep.
Okay, so you can't even give me a boost up. You know what I mean? Because I was thinking, like, yeah. Human ladder, but that's not even...
So you can do this again in Assassin's Creed style, where you go on the edge of the spike and just go...
If you want to make an acrobatics check and give it a shot, you go right ahead.
See, that's acrobatics. I have athletics.
I
have acrobatics.
I sew my plate mail to your bottom just of your shoes.
This one's you, then. You want to do Assassin's Creed and try
I really do, but what I don't want him to be is like, hey, it's fine.
We all know you lost your virginity right before you came down here.
It would boil down to one roll.
I know. I land on those, and I'm pretty much done.
Nat 20, yep. That man can command it.
Thank you.
All right, so let us...
Pull 20. I just did it. It's not hard.
I'm going to pull you up, and let's move on to the room. Either move on to the room with the holes or skip it and see what...
The room with the holes, let's take your torch and toss it into there.
Not big enough. Are we going to open the door?
No, I'm the holes.
The holes are about 2 inches wide.
Wait, how many holes?
Two.
Can you look through that?
2 inches?
Yeah.
So about that big?
Yeah, about that big.
Yeah,
chicken. Just long enough for me to put an edge of a sword in there the whole way through and look through the other.
Yes, your lit sword. There you go.
Well, I also have the night vision.
Hand slice.
Yeah. Well, you might not want to use your night vision right next to hand slice.
So you see.
It's too bright!
No, but you see what I mean, though?
Yeah.
There's two holes. I put the sword in and then you look in through the other one.
Yeah.
You see another large burial chamber. The walls of this are painted with scenes of a throne room and men advising the king and queen. There is, in the center of the room, there is a wooden coffin. There are more large holes that have been gnawed in this thing. And you notice that there are three large fuzzy creatures perched on top of this coffin.
Major check.
Okay.
Very good.
20.
They are giant shrews.
Let us continue on.
We're shrews.
They're like mice, but these are big. And with sharp, pointy teeth.
Pretty deadly.
Shrews are poison.
Oh, I don't deal with poison.
We don't need to bug them. We've got more hallway to explore.
No, I got nothing. Throwing knives, but that's not going
to
do anything.
See, I want to go back to D. I really want to get to the end of that hallway.
I know, but we got to...
Let's explore the hallway that is untrapped first. Okay, continuing past B, and on to the hallway. The rest of the hallway.
I can make a ladder out of the bones in A.
True, good. So how would you attach it to the...
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then...
Don't disturb the bones.
I know.
Labrots. You should look for Pandalabras.
Yes. Because even that,
you're grabbing a fucking femur from some old lady with osteoporosis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be my luck.
You find another chamber. There's a door at the end of it. Are you going to open it?
All right, so we follow the hallway, and then there's just a door at the end.
Yep.
Perception.
All right.
21.
I will let her proceed.
Okay. It's a door. It is not
trapped. Holy shit, this is it.
I'm going to open. All right, cleric goes first.
Okay. I'm drawing my sword and saying hand slice.
Say it! Ham slice!
You open the door and you see the walls are painted with court scenes showing the king and queen being entertained by a dwarven jester. There is a small coffin resting in a niche in the east wall, and in each corner of the room there is a large brass drum.
Okay, this also is not a good answer. So, I think trapped hallway is our
Do
exit.
I hear anything in the or in the urns?
In the urns?
Yeah.
Not.
Alright, let's leave.
This is where they buried a dwarf.
You don't like dwarves.
I know, but dwarves have goods.
Yes. They also can afford to pay for the best
trap. Just your dwarf.
Yeah.
Make people laugh.
Can I check out the you said the copper?
I walk outside the room before she starts messing with stuff.
And do perception tests for traps.
For the coffin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are standing there.
10.
Can I go back to D? I want to look for a keyhole. Or something.
For D?
Yeah. That's the trap.
Anywhere in the walls. Yeah. Anything like that.
You do not notice any traps.
Okay. And that's on the coffin?
That's on the coffin, yeah.
What about the urns or something?
Yes, there are urns.
16.
Do a perception check for them. You do not find any...
Nothing.
Nothing.
17, 18,
19, 20, 21, 22. You
missed trap. I really hate when you say it like that to me. If I kind of go like, sound like...
A clay pot.
Can I tell if it's hollow at all? Like...
It's... I mean, there's space inside of it.
Okay.
Getting my healing spells ready.
What do you think?
Let's see. Any number of things that I know of that you can put into a pot that would stay alive for a couple hundred years until you open it?
Or a hydra. Oh, I know, but like, I wanted...
You're asking, kill the gen.
You want me to open it.
I'm asking. I don't care one way or another. You got big jars and a coffin. And you open every coffin that you have come across.
Why stop now?
I'm going to open the coffin.
Okay. As soon as you touch the lid, it shoots off like it was shot out of a catapult.
Fuck!
A big, oversized wooden head made to look like a dwarven jester pops out on a spring and just bobs all around.
Yeah.
Okay, give me my healing spells ready.
That's it?
That's it. You see that the coffin is full of ashes?
I get the lid, I push the head down, put it back. I didn't see any traps.
Well, you got a good joke.
I did.
What do you think would be a good joke to put into jars?
Snakes! I'm gonna walk away. No! How big are they?
Big enough for lots of snakes.
About 3.5 feet tall. You listen for them. There are no snakes in there.
I haven't heard nothing is making me think there's anything.
Alright, feel free.
I open one.
It looks empty inside.
You got more? You wanna do a haul?
I open the second one.
It looks empty inside.
Wait, no, perception, right? Okay, I do a perception check.
Net 20.
A spider, while you're looking at one of the pots, comes down.
Yeah.
Goes into it, disappears.
Turn the pot upside down.
Turn the pot upside down? I turn the pot upside down. And things fall on Jason.
You recognize the song?
No.
Anybody recognize the song?
Is it copyrighted?
Yes. I can't tell you what it is.
I don't want to get sued.
You can't play it.
Sorry. You're good.
It was Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes. Lucasfilm? No.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I turned it upside down. Now what?
Nothing happened. You turned the pot upside down.
So nothing fell out.
Nope.
But the spider disappeared inside. Do you have I'm still standing outside the room because this scares the bejesus out of me. Do you have use your magic.
Use your magic.
I will go over and do an arcana check.
Okay.
And I know 3 plus 9, 9.
This is kitty magic!
Plus a little bit more intelligence, so that's 12.
This is a not terribly powerful teleportation spell of some sort.
Huh. I look in the other pot. Do I see the spider?
No, you do not.
Is there any trash or anything around?
Yeah. Some debris.
Okay, I pick up the debris and put it in.
No, more like silk scarves that have like rotted away to almost nothing, and like.
Do I get cell phone reception near this thing?
Alright. Sometimes it appears.
You drop something in.
Yeah.
It disappears.
Alright, I'm going to take one of the darts. Oh, better yet, a sturge body. I'm going to take one of the sturge bodies.
Uh huh.
And I'm going to put it halfway into the container and then pull it out.
Okay. It's... Nothing
happens. All right, so I'm jumping in. After it disappears.
No, it never happens.
Ooh, nothing happens.
It has to be living.
No, but if you put in non-living items and they disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So I put all but the very tippity bottom of this storage body in and then let it go.
It disappears.
All right, so
You're jumping in?
I'm jumping in.
You are standing at the bottom of a staircase. It is dark. You have no idea where you are.
Ham slice.
There are stairs leading down. It is very dark. There is a wooden obstruction blocking your progress going up.
I'm just gonna stay in here and chill for a little bit and see if they follow.
You hear something. You hear from beneath the jester's tomb. Ram slice.
We have our exit. This leads down.
Okay.
All right. I jump. I try to get my corpulent form down into the.
I move before I go in. Can I move that coffin? Do I see down?
Do an athletic check. With surprising strength, you manage to push the coffin out of the way. Mm-hmm. You guys see the coffin just get shoved away, and you see the jester's burial chamber, and you see Raja standing at the top of the stairs.
Oh, taking the easy way down, are you, Raja?
How are we gonna get back up?
Yeah, you're thinking smart.
I'm the thinker. I head down over my buddies.
Yeah.
I give her a great pat on the back and hug her.
Send me another.
Forgive me for my impertinent error. I did not realize how astute you are in these.
We are good. We're going to make it out of here.
All right.
And I will right the wrong that I did.
Okay, so.
Are you going down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before I do, I close the door to the chamber.
Good plan.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yep. You don't want any of the ghouls from G to.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to like. Yeah, I just. Yeah.
You make it about halfway down the stairs, and you start to have more flashbacks.
I'm too over my mat. I'm not walking down until they get here.
Okay. Well, you're further along than them.
Okay. Okay. All right,
we catch up.
You remember running up these stairs as a child. And like falling repeatedly because it was completely dark and people would chase you
You get right into there.
This is it.
You guys going down the stairs?
Oh, hell yeah.
You make it to the bottom of the stairs. There's an enormous stone arch. One arch, not a double arch. And there is a crudely etched eye and the words Zardon sees all.
Familiar to you?
Yeah, I'm assuming this is very familiar to me. Okay.
Lead on, Macduff. Macduff. Lead on, Macduff.
Alright.
Macduff, I guess. Scottish, so Mac, right? Scrooge Macduff.
Are you still Mac?
Not 10.
Oh my gosh.
It's more expensive than your.
So we move forward.
Yes.
I'm
the guy who tracks every single inch of rope that I use, so yes, I am mapping.
Keep moving forward. Do I recognize all of this, or...?
You recognize everything that you're seeing.
Okay. Do I know the way to get to the slice? Do I know the way to get to the Zardon?
No. You all recognize it when you see it, but you don't have...
Okay.
Continue.
Gotcha. So just go... We're going straight.
Yeah.
Alright. Can I do a perception to realize if this hallway is going north, south, east, or west?
Sure.
South. Alright, so it's going south. Okay, good.
Alright, so you continue along. You enter an enormous chamber, bigger than almost any room, bigger than any room you've been in the entire time you've been in the chapel, in this entire city.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously a place of worship. On each side of the broad center aisle are rows of high-backed wooden benches. Narrow aisles along the wall run past ornate mosaics to two small fountains set into the walls. Just past the fountains, a large dais fills the south end corner of the room. On the dais, near a stone altar, lie three huge statues that look like the ones on top of the pyramid. The statues have been toppled from their bases. A man and a woman stand near the top of the statues and talk softly to each other. They wear brightly colored clothing and a small and golden hat.
Is this familiar to her?
Would these be the same masks that the priests of Zardon wear?
They would be.
Okay. So, yes. Do I recognize this chamber?
This is the chapel. This is the center of worship. This is one of the ancient wonders of the Lost City. It is one of the grandest, most elaborate chambers that you could fit hundreds of people in here for ceremonies.
And is there a way through it?
Yes, there is indeed a way through it.
I would like to hold up my Medusa mirror and say...
My crown.
All right. Yes. Use your crown.
Okay.
And while I'm ready, my adventure.
Yes, because I was thinking that too. So I'm going to be like, hey! Okay. What do I have to do?
I have to make a will save throw. See if you can do that well. they are thinking that there's nothing valuable in this room, that it's a waste of time to stay here.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Can you roll?
I'm rolling for
keep my thoughts up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you should shut up.
No. you should be thinking that I am drunk.
Yes, I know.
I'm gonna burn this fucking room down.
That's gonna cause a lot of.
Can we burn it on the way up after killing Zarkon?
I know in your mind you're gonna die fighting him. In my mind, we have shit to do when we get back out.
We need an
exit. Okay.
Yeah. I would like to kill them though to make sure that they don't tell anyone we're here. So, you have your mirror ready?
What were their thoughts?
That there's nothing worth anything in here.
So these are just innocent looters.
Apparently, why are they dressed up? Why are they dressed up like priests? And why are they thinking about there's nothing in here? It's a waste of time to be in here.
If they think it's a waste of time to be here, let us hold against the wall in the shadows.
And see what they do?
Yes. See where their exit is.
There are two doors on either side of the end of the chamber where you are, and there are two doors on behind the ruined statues on the far end of the temple.
Okay. So, let's see what checks that they take, and we'll take one of the other three. There's no need to kill them yet. They may be of use.
What if we see if we can get some information from them? I don't think they're priests.
I think they're priests.
You think they're priests? Then why are they talking about looting a temple?
They may be just taking these to, this to loot to populate other temples that they have deeper.
Who else would be down here, though?
Alright. While we're dithering, what do
these
two
people
do?
Two.
They are looking through rubble around the statues. They seem to be looking for anything.
But they have the masks on.
Yeah.
See, that's what's weird to me. Is that they have a mask on. This is a temple to Zargon?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
In ancient times, this was the great temple. This was a place to worship the three gods who were
not
prominent.
Okay, so not... Okay, never mind then.
But those temples, the statues of those gods have been destroyed.
Okay, because my thought is that they were looters, and we could tell them about the good room with all the gems, and they could get killed, and then like, come back and all right. get the
if,
gems.
If they are priests of Zargon, where they go may lead us to Zargon. So let us wait for them to exit, and then we can follow them, and then kill them.
Sound like a plan?
I'm fine with that.
They continue to look around the room for a few more minutes. Give me a stealth check for me, do you please? And I'll say you have advantage on this, so...
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
So I'm getting a 17.
Okay.
17.
Okay. You guys may remain hidden. There's lots of rubble and old stuff behind. They look around for a little bit longer, and then you see them go over to the fountains that are still full of water. They fill their canteens, they pull their masks up, and you see they are almost identical. They look like they might be twins. One is male, one is female. They have bright red hair. They're drinking and washing themselves. They remove their masks and rest on the far side of the fountain, so they're kind of hidden from you.
I'm going to read their mind again.
Okay.
Is there a limit on how many times I can do it?
Can't use it again. Actually, I'll leave your charge. You have to wait a bit.
Oh my god, magic sucks!
Yeah,
ow! Magic sucks!
Alright, well, we'll take it.
So, in other words, they are...
Being lost on
no, hold on. So, in other words, they are, taking a rest.
Yes.
And just enjoying their time, whatever. How about if I come up and threaten them, basically?
Okay.
Sneak up on them?
I can just turn them.
So. Well, no, I'm not saying I'm going to kill them.
So you're going to walk up and try to scare the geese?
So yeah, that's basically you can't let them live after they see you.
Why not?
Well, you have the mark of your gun on your head.
You don't even know who these guys are.
But
if they're priests, I will kill them myself.
All right, if I say mirror, please close your eyes.
Okay.
Mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Blender. We will all miss you all.
Okay. No, but you see my point. Like, if these
I agree, I will kill them.
Because my thought is I was going to go up to them as if, like, oh, I'm lost under here, and see what they do.
No, right. I'm going up as like a bandit style.
Alright, you go do your bandit style. If you hit, if I see you're in lots of trouble, I'll say mirror, close your eyes.
Gotcha.
And we hope they look at you.
No, I'll just say mirror really, really loud from somewhere that they didn't expect.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Alright, so stealth check.
You can get a drop on
23.
Them. Yeah, you can get a drop on them.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. So I'm approaching. You said male, female.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to get behind the male and do the whole grab them, sort of throat, scare them.
You can definitely sneak up on them, and you said you're just basically putting your sword at one of at the male bandit, at the male thief's throat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
We know how to get to Zargon.
We know how to get to Zargon.
Just don't get the clue plate.
Yeah, we need them.
Okay, gotcha.
You have the mark.
Okay.
Okay.
But we gotta find out how to, yeah.
He wakes up with your sword when you're, so are you, you're just, are you using your
long, yeah,
your,
I didn't say block,
your fire sword? Okay, so just your
sword. No, it is my sword, I just, it's not lit.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I want to know when you say ham slice.
No.
And his head's cut clean off. And
no. If I say it, that's yeah, an add on to intimidation, and I would just like kind of pull it away. Okay. You know what I mean?
The female twin pushes away, looks up at you like, "Don't hurt my brother."
Who are you?
We are priests of Zargon. If you harm us, you will bring his wrath down on you.
Okay. Do I get that from perception or anything like that? Make sure they're telling the truth.
That would be insight.
Insight. So I'm going to do an insight check and just straight up roll, which is a 10.
They're lying badly.
Do I notice a perception? I'm going to see if I can see a mark on their forehead.
Sure.
17.
No mark on either of their foreheads.
Nice try. Who are you?
The gentleman who you have your sword to his throat, mm-hmm, he elbows you right in the gut and pushes you back. Run! She turns into a fox and just books down the hallway right towards you. Fox books down the hallway right towards you guys.
Mirror! I hold up the mirror.
Books away.
They go down either of the doors.
So wait a minute. So they're both gone?
Clear ass. They turned into foxes. Who took off? No, oh, the red hair.
That means they have their soul, right?
Or they don't look in mirrors.
So they split up, though.
They did.
Alright, so let's get their clothes
track.
Wait.
Clothes are gone.
They accept their masks. They put their masks aside.
Yeah.
So we'll collect their masks. We'll need to get clothes from somewhere else. Maybe we can end up with three masks.
If I can remember right, the masks are made of gold.
Yes, they are.
So you guys can have them.
Well, because
I don't care about them. I want my blade and Zargon. I don't care about the money.
Well, and right now we're trying to get you to
use it as a
when
disguise.
You look at these masks, you remember
flashbacks. It's just a horrible.
You remember being held as a child and the sound of your mother's voice. It's like your first memory that is cognizant that still you held on to. And you remember her screaming as people in these masks ripped you out of her arms.
Yeah. Oh, I know. First off, I can try to ignore all of that. Yeah. Track it.
Okay.
You can definitely track them.
So what is that? Perception?
Investigation or perception.
Or nature, or
which way did they not
perception?
Know? Well, okay, they ran to the end of the hallway where you guys were. They went down through both doors. So one went through the door on the right, one went through the door on the left.
17, and I'm going to try to track the girl.
Okay, she went through the door on the left.
Wait, 17. Actually, it's 22.
Okay, she went through the door on the left.
I'm going to investigate the door to the left of the palace. So that would be in the southeast.
There are no obvious traps on any of these doors. They're very, you know, ornate doors. They're built to impress. This is meant to be a grand chamber, but, you know, no, like, swinging pendulum of doom or lightning bolts or...
Opening.
Okay. You see a corridor beyond.
Okay. All right, so a corridor there. Go to the other door.
Bless you.
Uh-huh. And do my 13 paths of wisdom to check it for obvious traps.
There's another corridor.
Alright, another corridor. Good. So are you going to chase down some foxes?
Yes.
Why are you
going after the girl?
Okay.
I don't believe that they would be going back. I think they are running to distract, not running to where we want to go.
Yeah.
Why would they run to Zargon?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that at all. I want to see who they are.
Well, if they're foxes, wouldn't they be long gone?
No, we'll see. I'm not going to chase them forever until I find them. I want to see... I'm going to chase them.
I'm going to chase them. Alright.
Okay.
Wait. Alright, chase them.
Okay.
So. You can easily follow them. So you're just running down the corridor beyond the door?
Yeah.
So, corridor branches off in three directions. Right, straight, left.
Perception... tracking.
Okay.
That would be... perception would be 20. Modified 20.
Their footprints leading down the corridor straight and down the corridor left. There were also some down the corridor right. It looks like she tried
to make a false trail.
They're all fox. The ones on the right are fainter and there's fewer of them. So you're pretty sure she went straight or left.
No, I think these guys might have information. So I'm going to do this to go over Pileway. Left.
You go down the hallway.
Did you go left or straight?
I went left.
So the corridor branches off in two directions, continues straight and goes right. And there's a door.
Just right, left, left.
You continue down the hall. There are no more signs of footprints.
Okay. Back and go the other way.
Okay.
And well, back and...
There's a door
perception
and a hallway right.
Okay, so you're checking the door?
Mm-hmm. 11.
11. All right. It does not... There's no obvious traps or anything. It looks like a sturdy, solid door of wood.
So basically, the way it's like, open it.
Okay. Inside there is a room. It contains three bunk beds. Lying on them are humans, all dressed in masks and robes of priestess Argon.
Are they sleeping? Or do they see me looking straight at them?
They are asleep.
Stealth.
Okay.
14.
They do not wake as you enter the room.
In cold blood. Actually, hot blood.
I know. As robes. Much as it, like it says, I am so torn right now.
We need the robes.
What, we just kill them?
Yeah, why not?
You're awful good.
I know, I am.
Then come back and get me.
But I am in, like, the biggest moral dilemma right now, as any lawful good character could ever be.
Can lawful good do... I mean...
Are priests of Zargon lawful evil?
Yes. I would actually say yes on that. Oh yeah, yeah.
You're not.
Then it is a lawful good act.
Because you're saving people, right?
Yep.
These people hurt people?
Yep.
Yes.
Then there's no conflict.
Yep. These are bad people. You're killing them in their sleep.
Would you kill a Nazi?
These are like, yeah. But the only problem is though, I just want to make sure these are priests of Zargon. Yeah, why wouldn't they be? Because well, the other two people were
looters. If you're looting, you are not sleeping by where you're looting. You're looting and you're gone.
One at a time, we kill each one of them.
Okay, first one.
First one, what do I do?
Just do damage. I'm not even going to give him a chance to make a defensive roll. You will hit him.
First, and this is while they're sleeping, you just kind of go like this. And then wait until they... And then just one at a time.
Okay.
What do I do? Stab. Damage?
What? Just roll your damage.
Well, that way you don't ruin the corpse.
It's still gonna... Mm.
You went like this. Four. On the first guy. Wait, no, I rolled the wrong die.
Yay!
So you slit his throat. Did you pull back the mask to look at his face before you slit his throat? Or you just...
No, I would have to have. Yeah, because I'm holding.
Like, hold the mouth.
Yeah, like pretend you're sleeping, walking over and just doing this, okay. Waiting for them to stop moving.
Okay. Practices on the wall.
So
she actually does. Now I know why sometimes at night
you slit this dude's throat.
Uh huh.
His skin changes color immediately, turns to this weird gray sheen. His eyes go completely white and opaque. His mouth disappears. And his face just kind of becomes kind of very pug-like. He looks like this in robes.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. Is he dead?
He's very dead.
We go on to the next one. Same thing. Want me to roll?
Yep.
Same.
You slit his throat. Exact same thing happens.
Third one. Much higher.
You slit his throat. And the exact same thing happens.
So they're all dead.
They are all very, very dead.
I'm going to search the room.
You find there are about 9 gems these guys had hidden on their person. You figure they're worth about 1,500 gold.
Holy shit.
They didn't
don't
have...
tell her about
this. Something I sit up from
nine.
The pew?
Nine of them. But some total is
I smell gems. Or
not. You find they had gems. Poor quality maces and not much else.
Okay.
You also
and
find
then
three bodies that have been stuffed under one of the beds.
What kind of bodies?
Human. And they each have the mark.
Zordon?
Uh-huh.
So in other words, they were probably slaves that were put underneath the... Huh. Alright. Well, I am going to go back and report everything.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back. Hey, guys. I'm not going to pursue the foxes anymore.
Okay.
Chances are I know what they are. They're doppelgangers.
I'm going to do
it. And I'm going to tell them... First off, I'm going to tell them everything I saw. I'm going to pull out 8 gems. I'm going
to
give you 4 each.
Nice gem.
Yep.
Thank you. What's that?
What happened to the ninth gem?
Because I can't do it even, I will let you just, both of you decide.
You get that one.
We have Dex to pay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Four gems.
Yeah, we will have Dex. We'll have to pay our way out of here, so.
So, did you find any more masks or?
Hey, by the way, just real quick, before we go any further, if I were to die down here, somebody has to deliver this message to Sorcial, to Antiquin. Who's going to do it? I just paid you pretty damn well.
I'll do it.
We'll both make sure it gets.
Letter.
Keep in mind, I'm not taking any. I'm giving you all of my riches.
Antiquin.
Yeah! Sure. Alright, so we have robes. So here's our thought.
Wait, do we have robes? Did you get the robes?
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean.
Alright.
We wear robes?
I would have grabbed the masks and everything.
Okay, yeah, we can all wear robes at this point.
It is a mask, so it is going to cover your mark.
I'm bringing up doppelgangers.
I don't know.
Something weird is going on, and...
Could the doppelgangers be infiltrating the cult of
the only problem is, though, is the people who were... The bodies that I found that had the mark of Zargon, the mark of Zargon is by the slaves. It's not actually the priests who have that.
Something very odd is
going on.
Yeah,
it doesn't... If they didn't have that mark, I would think that there was, like, infiltration going on. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the two foxes were probably doppelgangers.
I agree with that one.
Doppelgangers tend to assume other humanoid forms. They're not really talented at turning into, like, a fox or a lion.
What, is this, like, Changeling Central here?
Yeah, it's just weird to find all of these changelings, like you said, like, all together like this. And why would they have slave bodies?
Because wouldn't a priest have slaves?
Does a doppelganger need to be near the body it's in?
No. It needs to have... D&D, I'm not sure about, but I know in other ones, if they were to touch or come in contact, they can imitate that form at any time in the future. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Doppelgangers, basically, the only reason they keep anyone around after they can assume a form. They don't necessarily need to keep you to assume that form. Generally, they may keep the person around to read their thoughts, or interrogate them, or get useful information out of them that they can't get by reading their minds.
Gotcha.
The priests of Zargon would have slaves, though, right?
They would all have slaves.
So that's those with their slaves.
Slaves
to make
are
it look,
very common in here.
To make
slaves.
It look normal.
And then basically the goblins were the ones who found the slaves, gave them to the priests, and then the special chosen ones were the ones who were given to Zargon for food.
Well, it has been many years since you were last here. Maybe the politics have changed slightly.
It could be. I don't understand where doppelgangers would have came in.
We'll find out.
Yep.
And that is where we will stop.
Yep.
You guys rose and prepared to seek out the priest of Zargon.
What?
Yep.
So we are literally in the final stages, though, right now.
But I have already seen that we have at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Branches to explore. We have a lot to do.
Until next time, everybody, thanks for listening, and we will see what happens in the Lost City in the weeks to come. As always, we appreciate you folks listening in. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.